Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Spirit has caused to be recorded in St. Luke chapter 11, verse 4a. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Luther's Small Catechism asks the question, what does this mean? The answer, we pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them, but we ask that He would give them all to us by grace. For we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. This is the sixth in a series of sermons on the Lord's Prayer. And of all the petitions of the Lord's Prayer, there are seven of them. This petition is probably the most difficult to pray, but we must pray it. When we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, we are drawn by the words we pray to the promises God gives. In this petition, our Lord Jesus directs us both to God's promise and to His command. At the very heart of our Christian faith is the forgiveness of sins. We confess in the Creed, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. God promises to forgive us our sins for Christ's sake. This petition also tells us of God's command. Since God forgives us our sins, we must also forgive those who sin against us. There's never any excuse to break God's commandments. We can always come up with explanations, but we cannot excuse doing what God says is wrong. God's commandments are not arbitrary. He forbids idolatry, misusing His name, and despising what He says because those who commit these sins do not love God. He forbids disobedience to authority, murder, adultery, theft, and telling lies about our neighbor because those who commit these sins do not love their neighbor. There is no excuse for failing to love. There is therefore no excuse for refusing to forgive. In St. Luke's Gospel, the words of the prayer are, forgive us our sins. We use the Old English word trespasses for sins. In St. Matthew's Gospel, the words of the Lord's Prayer are, forgive us our debts. Roman Catholics and Lutherans are taught the fifth petition from the wording in St. Luke's Gospel, while the various Reformed groups are taught the fifth petition from the wording in St. Matthew's Gospel. There's no conflict between these two Gospels. A sin is a debt that is owed. It is a debt that must be paid. God forgives us our sins because our debt has been paid. When we pray for God to forgive us, we are not praying to an unknown God, hoping that we can soften His heart toward us by asking Him nicely or by promising Him that we'll forgive others if He forgives us. No. When we pray for God to forgive us, we are praying to our Father. We know Him. We know Him as our loving Father who wants us to pray to Him and is always ready to give us more than we ask. We know Him as His dear children know Him. This is because we know God in Christ. Jesus teaches us how to pray this petition as He is suffering for us on the cross. They are crucifying him. They're insulting him, subjecting him to terrible pain and total injustice. And what does Jesus do as this is happening? He intercedes for those who are killing him. He prays, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, certainly Jesus has the right to pray for the forgiveness of those who are crucifying him. He is bearing their sin in his body. He is paying their debt. He who pays the debt has every right to ask that the debtors be forgiven. That prayer that Jesus prayed, he prayed for us. God does not excuse sin. He pays for sin. He must pay for our sin if he is to forgive our sin. He must forgive us our sin if we are able to pray to him. We cannot pray to him as children pray to their dear and loving Father if our sins are held against us. If God looked on our sins, not forgiving them, but holding them against us, remembering them and accusing us of them, how could we find the courage to come to him in prayer? If God did not forgive us all our sins, we would have no business asking him for anything at all. As we confess in the Catechism, we are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them, but we ask that he would give them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. We don't deserve anything for which we pray, including the forgiveness of sins. Note this well, dear Christian. We don't deserve anything for which we pray. Unless God were to forgive us freely and completely by his grace alone, for the sake of the suffering and death of his only begotten Son, Jesus, we could not presume to pray expecting God to answer. But Jesus Christ came into this world to make us worthy to pray by taking away our sin. We sing in Paul Gerhardt's great Advent hymn, "Sin's debt, that fearful burden, cannot his love erase. Your guilt the Lord will pardon and cover by his grace. He comes for you, procuring the peace of sin forgiven, his children thus securing eternal life in heaven." Eternal life in heaven begins with forgiveness of sins here on earth. Unless your sins are forgiven by God, you will not make it to heaven. The same goes for your neighbor. We know where our sins were carried away. Jesus died for our sins, as the Bible says. He was buried, and he rose from the dead. The sins for which he died were gone. Had they not been gone, he would not have risen from the dead. He would have stayed dead, but he rose. And that resurrection means that our sins were forgiven. And God gives this forgiveness that Jesus gained for us. He gives it to us here and now. He absolves us in church. When we confess our sins at the beginning of the divine service and through the minister of Christ, Christ himself forgives us our sins. He forgives us our sins in the gospel that we hear, that we read and sing and pray. God forgives us in the words of his gospel. And that way we know that when we ask God for forgiveness, he forgives because the gospel tells us so. Jesus also says, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." This is a wonderful promise. Every time we forgive someone who has sinned against us, this signifies that God graciously forgives us. We may not want to forgive those who have done us wrong when they keep doing it and are not even sorry for it. But that's because we're not thinking properly. We need to think of how God has forgiven us when we didn't deserve it. We look to where Jesus suffered for us, and there is the cause of God forgiving us. There the price for our forgiveness is paid. There we are made worthy to receive forgiveness from God. There, where He forgave those who did Him wrong. We forgive as He forgave. We're doing nothing more than what our Lord has done for us. We forgive especially those who don't deserve our forgiveness. When we forgive, we know that God forgives. Here's a question I ask you to consider today. What would you prefer? That God would punish the one who has done you wrong? Or that the one who has done you wrong would repent of his sin against you and receive forgiveness from God? Now, if it is the latter, that you would rather see repentance and forgiveness than punishment, then I'd ask you to consider, where does repentance come from? It's a change of heart, is it not? It's changing our mind, our heart, the way we look at sin and ourselves and God and our neighbor. Now, my question then for you is, how did God win over your heart? Was it by threats and judgment? Or was it not by God's grace? God's forgiveness is what won your heart. And that means that when you forgive those who do you wrong, you are behaving as a child of God. Now, obviously, we're not going to speak forgiveness to those who don't want to hear it from us, who despise it. As the Bible says, only the sick want a doctor. We know that only the hungry want food. We don't go around pronouncing absolutions on people who give no indication that they want any such thing. But we do forgive from the heart. Anyone and everyone who sins against us, whether they want it or not, because this is how we confess that God forgives us all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. I should point out that this series of sermons on the Lord's Prayer were preached previously this past summer during the months of June and July. When we're done with the Lord's Prayer series, we'll go back to broadcasting sermons on the gospel or epistle lesson for that Sunday of the church year. We're so happy to bring this broadcast to you every week. It's sponsored by St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview, Montana, Divine Service Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Sidney, Montana, Divine Service Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. If you want to know a little bit more about us and what we believe, teach, and confess, go to christforus.org. And please tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.